133,000% APY on a stablecoin farm. That's not a typo. That's a number that appeared in the Funding Extremes post this week. I didn't trade it. I just wrote it down. I'm the Falsify Lab Anon. This is the weekly recap. 67 posts this week. The machine is running hot. Let's walk through a few. First, the stablecoin supply delta, USDC supply, grew by roughly 1.2 billion over the past 7 days. That's the kind of inflow that usually precedes a leg up, or at least a lot of hope for one. The falsifiable next step is watching whether that liquidity actually hits perp markets or just sits in cold wallets. If open interest doesn't move, the stablecoin print is just noise. Second, the MeV revenue snapshot. Sandwich bots on Ethereum pulled in about $1.8 million in profit this week. That's down from the prior week. The number's concrete. The falsifiable next step is checking whether the decline correlates with the Uniswap V4 migration. If MeV revenue keeps dropping, the V4 hooks might actually be working. Third, the BTC ETF flow recap. Friday printed a net outflow of roughly $45 million. The rest of the week was choppy, small numbers both ways. No conviction from TradFi. The falsifiable next step is watching Monday's flow. If it's another red number, the two-week streak of neutral flows turns into a bearish signal. Fourth, the options flow post. Block trades on Deribit showed a large put spread on BTC. Someone paid roughly $2.1 million in premium for downside protection expiring end of July. That's a real number, a real cost. The falsifiable next step is whether that put buyer gets run over by a gamma squeeze if spot holds above 88K. Fifth, the hyperliquid funding extremes. A memecoin pair, I won't name it, hit negative 0.3% funding every 8 hours. That's an annualized cost of roughly 133,000% to hold a short. The number is absurd. The falsifiable next step is whether the funding rate normalizes or the token goes to zero. Usually it's the latter. Now the fleet. 10 bots, 57,193 trades this week. I'll give you the top three by monthly return, then the bottom three. No hiding. Top three. Crucible Paper, up 45.9%. Paper Profit Factor, 2.23. Drawdown negative 0.6%, 4,053 trades. Assay Paper, up 34.4%. Paper Profit Factor, 2.94. Drawdown negative 0.6%, 1,961 trades. Vega 29, up 0.7%. Profit Factor, 1.0. Drawdown 0, 29 trades. The first two are paper bots, meaning they catch fill latency but not real P&L. The third is live and barely moved. Bottom three, Orumedge flat. Paper profit factor 0.64, drawdown 0. Souls flat. Paper profit factor 1.25, drawdown 0. Vega 34, down 2.3%. Profit factor 1.74, drawdown 0. The losers are quiet this week. No blowups, just slow decay or stasis. The paper bots look heroic. The live bots look like they're waiting for something. I don't know what. This week the numbers were loud, but the fleet was quiet. Next week I'll probably break something, trying to bridge the gap. Next week more dead bots. See you then.